It's really interesting talking to you over the years because as much as you're involved with large cooperative studies, I see you really think about each case, what you can learn from each patient. Even though when I actually ask you about what you do, often you follow pretty traditional algorithms. But I get the feeling that every patient in your practice is a separate sort of clinical trial.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the beauties of when you've been in practice for a long time, patterns, looking for what works, Neil. It's one of the privileges we have is we do our best for patients, and sometimes we end up doing very well by them, and sometimes we're a little disappointed in what we do, and we just feel like, should have done a little better there. And so you just watch the patterns, and you come up with hypotheses. There's really so much we don't know, and so we have to do that. We clinicians have to do that because many of the clinical trials we would need to know everything are never going to be done, basically. So it is why you really can't do good clinical research unless you're really involved with taking care of patients, because you really have to see those patterns and see where the questions are and then, you know, try to do your best to get them answered.